Parshas Tazria, most of the Seder deals with the dinim of somebody who contracts Tzaras, and one of the things the Torah states, Perek Yudgimel Pasuk Mem Vav, it says, V'tomei Tomei Yikro, one of the forms of Tumah is, Sanava Tumah, a person has Tzaras, becomes Tomei, so he has to broadcast, Tomei to announce that he's Tomei, so the Gemara Mod Katan Daf Hamad Aleph gives two reasons as to what the purpose announcement is. One is that people have to know that he's Tomei, have to stay away. Like he's telling people, don't come near me, because I'm Tomei, they shouldn't become Tomei through contact with him. But the other reason the Gemara gives is that to get people Sedavin for him. The person got Tzaras, usually not for a good reason, and he wants to get out of that condition. So by notifying other people that he's has Tzaras, hopefully he'll inspire other people to Daven on his, or I guess on her behalf, and that the Tzaras should be removed. So the Gemara has in a couple of places, Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin, Sota Daf Lamed Beis, that in general a person who is suffering some kind of tzar, some kind of problem, should be modiah, should let other people know that other people should join in being a spallow for that person's situation to reverse for the better. Probably this is based on the idea that the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Ches that when the tzibur davens, that's automatically called an eis rotzon. Right, it's have the pasuk Anisvilasvilah Hashem Eis Ratzon. When is an Eis Ratzon? So one of the Gemara says that when a lot of people are davening for somebody, so that's an Eis Ratzon. So probably this is the same idea that if the Mitzora or anybody else who's in anguish gets other people to daven, so then there's a greater chance for the Tefillah to have efficacy in the Schus of the Tzibur. It's a greater Eis Ratzon. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Ches Halacha Aleph writes that the Tefillah of the Tzibur never comes back empty. Doesn't mean everything works out exactly, but somehow there's a koach of the tzibur, especially when it comes to tefillah, the tefillah should come back with the way we want, so it's a good thing to have the tefillah, have the tzibur say a tefillah for somebody. Specifically with regards to the Torah has the presentation in regards to the mitzorah, but there's a Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Ches which talks about additions to Mishmon Esrei. And one of the things which the Gemara talks about is somebody's sick. Someone has a household member or a friend or someone that is sick, so you should put an extra brocha, an extra request in the Rufa'enu, brocha, Mishmon Esrei, many siddurim, print an asterisk or something like that, it says you should say a little tefillah. You don't necessarily have to say that loshon. That's printed, I think, in the art school siddurim. It's not a matter of loshon exactly, but you should say a tefillah when somebody's sick. It's proper to daven. It's not an interruption in the Mishmon Esrei. On the contrary, it's a thing you're supposed to do. You're supposed to add into the Shemana Esrei a personal request, if you can. People think, I told the Talmud, you can even do it in English. If you don't know Hebrew, so you're not so comfortable, you can make personal requests in Rufa'enu or Shema Koleno. I tell the Talmud in high school all the time. They have a particular thing you want to ask for, so put it in the bracha of Shema Koleno. It doesn't fit in any other bracha. You can even say it in English. It's not a hetzik. So you have to decide whether this is something which is worth putting into the Shemana Esrei. Not every... But okay, once you have it, you can recite it. And so the Morna Bodhazara speaks about adding to the Brocha Rufa'inu. The Rambam brings us to Alocha Perak Vav, Hilchas Tefillah, Alocha Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Shul Kuf Yutes. When it comes specifically to a chole, the Gemara in Shabbos mentions that when you daven for a chole, you should daven again, since of a tefillah for the tzibur, for all chole. That's why we daven for chole, we always say, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. I may be davening for a particular person, but I want, I'm davening for Soch Shar Chol Yisrael, the more zchuyos, that's how Rashi explains. If you're saying Soch Shar Chol Yisrael, so then maybe this individual on his own doesn't deserve it, but together with the zchus of the tzibur, other sick people also, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it, the zchus of the tzibur, Soch Shar Chol Yisrael, and that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya. It's in Shin Lamed Hei, mentions the idea of saying Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. And the Ramoah says it is a special bracha. We refer to that as a Misha Berach. Say a Misha Berach for Cholim. Right? We say a special aside, not in the Shulchan Aruch. We say in general, we say a Misha Berach for Cholim. You look in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachim and Nun Dalid, it seems that the one time the practice to say the Misha Berach for Cholim before Baruch Hu. And then David, it wasn't, not nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah per se. Nowadays, we usually say Misha Berach for Cholim in conjunction somehow with Kriyas HaTorah. Although I don't know a good explanation, maybe somebody knows. In many shuls, when I was growing up also, they say the Misha Berach V'cholam on Shabbos after Shishi. Why after Shishi? I never understood that. My shul do it after Shvi'ika. I thought there should be a little interruption in the Shiva Kurum as possible. Right? We make a call up the next person to make a mishaberech for that person, but to have other interruptions before the shiva kuma finish, I wondered about that. You know, Rabbi? You think, why in many places the minig is to make a mishaberech for chol and after shishi? What's pshar? Why after shishi? I mean, why should we have to shvi? I'd like to have less interruptions in shiva kuma, yeah, between the shvi and maftir. That's, huh? All right, maybe in the mitzvah of pikabola, huh?
Over here we do it.
In yeshiva, do it after shvi. Yeah, that to me makes more sense. I mean, I'm not saying it's also to do it chas v'shalom. Maybe it's a pikabola something because shishi, you know, is a big aliyah. Maybe that's when the rebbe, by the chassidim, I think the rebbe gets the aliyah by shishi. So maybe he's up this and his chus. Maybe that's how it started. So even shul, there's no rebbe. It doesn't. I don't know. But anyway, we say a misha berech for cholim. That's again brought down. Used to do it before baruch. Now we do it. And the Ramor brings in the shulchan aruch in the Yerodeya there in the tour. And Dr. Moshe Ramor brings it's proper to give tzedakah. You should, and we do. We usually make a misha berech. We say bavur shenos on so and so let's tzedakah. Right? It's considered an ask. Usually you're not allowed to ask rewards for mitzvah. It's a different shir. Usually not allowed to ask for reward for a mitzvah. We're not permitted to ask. I can't say because I put on tefillin today. Therefore, I want this and this. But the pasuk says, "B'chanunu b'zos." We have by tzaka. There's a special din. You're allowed to ask for rewards. So for discussion another time. So we make a mishmeret b'chanun. We go ahead and then we give tzaka. That's what Ramah says, and that is the standard minig, and that's in the standard text. Rishalmi in Shabbos, Perek Tezvav Alochi Gimel. The Rishalmi writes, it's not proper to ask for personal requests on Shabbos. We don't ask for requests on Shabbos. The Korban Eid explains, because that takes away from Oneg Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to worry about all your tzaras and all your needs and all the problems. And this problem, the problem with the business, the problem with this person, the problem with the children, the problem with the parents. You're not supposed to think about Shabbos. You're supposed to enjoy. So the Yerushalmi says you shouldn't be shol tzrochel on Shabbos. Question is, are you allowed to make a tefillah for a chol on Shabbos? So actually, I don't know that this appears. As far as I know, it doesn't appear in the Gemara. There's a Tosefta in Shabbos. It's Perek. You want to look it up. It's Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha D'Alav Tosefta Machokas Beisham Beisilu. Beisham of the opinion, you should not say a tefillah for a chol on Shabbos, and Beisilu say you can. So the Ramah in Aruch Chaim in Reish Peches and Chol Shabbos says you can if it's a chol mesukan. Somebody is in danger, right? The person is in danger, his life's in danger. Then you can say a tefillah for the person even on Shabbos. A life and death situation, chol mesukan. Question is, what about a chol is not mesukan? A lot of times they make a mishaberech, you know, in the shuls. On Shabbos, not always a chol mesukan, I don't think. You know, that person's not feeling well and so on, so we tell them, is that allowed on Shabbos? That's not so clear. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Balatanya there in Sim Reish Peches and Siftez, and the Kudras Achron there says that a tzibur should not daven for chol, unless chol mesukan is different. But a chol is not mesukan, a tzibur shouldn't. A yachid can, but a tzibur shouldn't. That's the distinction he makes. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Shulis Yavitz, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Dalet, very strongly objects to the idea that we make these Mishaberech V'cholim on Shabbos. It's against what it's Machokas Besham Besilu. But he says we should be careful not to make, unless the Cholim Mesukan. He doesn't like this practice, but he said, what can I do? You know, he doesn't, can't fight City Hall. You know, this is the way people do it. But he thinks he's opposed to it. Ramosha Feinstein in the Tshuva Igros Moshe, Orachayim Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Hei, says that if the chol himself requests, or herself requests, then you can honor those requests. But nevertheless, the Gemara mentions in Shabbos, and it's a proper thing to say, Shabbos imelizuk. Right? Shabbos imelizuk, that really we're not supposed, Shabbos, the word mean, when I was a kid, I thought it was a Yiddish word, Shabbos imelizuk, sounds like a Yiddish word, I know what it meant. But imelizuk means not to cry out. You're not supposed to, cry out. We're really not supposed to cry out on Shabbos, but we have this pressing situation, so the minig is to make a mishaber. But I think that probably we should try and limit it to somebody who's really in a serious danger situation. Yeah.
Once we're talking for someone who's in a sakana, can we talk for other people who are not?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Again, I mentioned before to say b'sok shar chol Yisrael. So you say that is the text that we have, b'sok shar chol Yisrael. To have in mind, I guess nothing wrong with having in mind, but again, Yaakov Emden and others objected to it because they think it's not really in the spirit of what Shabbos is supposed to be. Again, unless they're chol mesukan. So we make a mishaberech, and they do say b'sok shar chol Yisrael, and probably some of the people there really are in the category of chol mesukan. Now it's become more popular, I think, to the chazan pauses and people insert the name, right? Otherwise, it becomes a tircha b'tzibur. In any event, that's just an insight in the question of being mispala for chol on Shabbos. All the cholim should get a refuah shlema. Okay.